This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Witnesses say more than 20 people have been killed in a bombing at a mosque in the Afghan capital of Kabul. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The blast also killed a prominent cleric and wounded dozens of people. One survivor recalled the moment of the blast. It was evening prayer time and I was attending the prayer with others when the explosion happened. It was a very powerful explosion inside the mosque. In the aftermath, outside the mosque, tempers were high as several men carried the coffin of the cleric to be taken away for burial. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. However, the Islamic State has stepped up attacks on the Taliban and civilians since the Taliban took over the country last year. I'm Karen Chamas.
A longtime senior executive at Donald Trump's family business pleaded guilty Thursday to helping it engineer a 15-year tax fraud in an agreement that will require him to testify about the company's business practices. Alan Weisselberger entered his plea to all 15 charges he faced in court in the U.S. state of New York. Though the former chief financial officer at the Trump Organization is not expected to cooperate with prosecutors in their larger probe into Trump himself, his plea will likely strengthen their case against the organization. The trial is scheduled for October, and the Trump Organization has pleaded not guilty. Donald Trump has not been charged or accused of wrongdoing. The leaders of Serbia and Kosovo failed to reach a solution in a crisis meeting in Brussels Thursday, but agreed on further talks in the coming days to solve tensions between their countries, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said. Borrell told reporters after the talks with Serbia's president and Kosovo's prime minister, quote, "There is still time until September 1st. I don't give up," end quote. This is VOA.